SmackDown tonight, now on USA Network. I was wondering if you could maybe give me a little preview. Is there going to be any sort of truce or reconciliation now between you and frenemy Becky Lynch?
I don't think so. It's going to be a big title match tonight, and I don't like losing. And if anyone knows that, it's Becky. So, yeah, must tune in to see what happens.
I'm loving the Divas Revolution that's been going on here, and I just saw Nikki actually on Good Morning America. Wanted to ask you about that feeling when you won that Divas Championship. Nikki is the longest reigning Divas Champion. What did it feel like to knock her off and hold up that Divas title?
It still doesn't feel real, to be honest, just because that was something that for 2.5 years being a part of NXT and watching Raw and SmackDown and all the major pay-per-views, and wanting to be in that position, and after wanting that every single day, and that's what you work towards, and then it actually happening, and to also have my dad with me, it was amazing. Also, you know, Nikki took me places I'd never been before that night, so I still get goosebumps thinking about it. When I look at pictures back from Nine Champions, I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's me. That's just crazy. I'm just honored to be where I am today.
And you've been an awesome champion for sure. And I just, you know, saw your Twitter avatar. You're on the cover of Muscle and Fitness for Her. Tell us something now that all these people are back in their, you know, gym routines, trying to get back in shape for beach season. You have, you know, great body, and you're able to make appearances and wrestle every day, essentially. What's something that people can do in the gym that they need to be doing every single time they step in there?
I think everyone has to realize that what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for them. And they can't look at the gym as, oh, I have to do this. And I kind of said that in the article, but you should be like excited to go to the gym. And if you make it fun, exercise and dieting becomes a way of life instead of, you know, oh, I've got to, you know, I can only eat this today, or I've got to lose 7 pounds, 8 pounds. If you make it a lifestyle, you'll just continue to get in shape. You know, it never is just a New Year's resolution or, oh, like today, you know, I want to be in shape for next week's event. It's just something that, you know, you just continue to better yourself every day.